23 hours.
Come on,
4 o'clock. Guards in Kapirin Ponshi demand protection and better welfare under 24-hour economy. In African news, the Middle East unrest is set to drive up African food and fuel costs. For the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Security guards in Kapirin Ponshi have called for improved working conditions following the government's approval of the 24-hour economy. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, the guards welcomed the move, describing it as a positive step towards economic growth. However, they stressed the need for enhanced protection while on duty, including access to appropriate weaponry where necessary. The guards are noted that extended working hours, especially at night, expose them to increased security risks, making it essential for employers to prioritize their safety. Meanwhile, one guard raised concern over the lack of food or provision during long shifts. She explained that many security personnel are not allowed to leave their posts, yet are not provided with meals, making it difficult to sustain themselves throughout the day. The guards have since appealed to employers and relevant authorities to address these concerns to ensure the safety and welfare as the country transitions to a 24-hour economy.
Kwa
Mandola City Council has launched an operation to remove unauthorized posters and advertisements in a bid to improve cleanliness and restore the city's aesthetic appeal. Through its Department of Public Health, the local authority has begun taking down posters mounted on power and telecommunication poles with particular focus on adverts linked to self-proclaimed traditional healers. The exercise has already been conducted in the Hillcrest area and is expected to be rolled out progressively across other parts of the city. According to the council, the initiative is aimed at restoring order and ensuring that public spaces are free from clutter and visual pollution. The operation is being carried out in line with the Local Government Act, Street Vending and Nuisances Amendment Regulations of 2018, which mandates local authorities to regulate and prevent the display of unauthorized posters and advertisements. The council has since urged members of the public and business operators to comply with the regulations and seek a proper authorization before displaying promotional materials. A Lusaka based clergy has encouraged Zambians to celebrate the Easter holiday in a godly manner by understanding its true meaning. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, Pastor Musa Henry of End Time Message Ministry described Easter as a path created through Jesus Christ, emphasizing the promise of resurrection and eternal life even after death. He has since urged citizens to stay away from sinful activities during the holiday and instead follow the teachings and example of Jesus Christ.
So, tuenira kuziva, yes, chamena nafera, nakuuka. So, anatupangira nzira, kutinaise nangundise ba moyo, nangu tuzafa, there is a possibility that tuzaka uka na kunkara mumuyayaya. So, ten tuchoke kumakalidwe, oipa, apaziko rapansi, kukonda vapaziko, machitidosa enela, ten tubwele kuri Yesu Kristu. Kwa Yesu Kristu ndiye nzira, chabe imozi, itupeleka kumoyo osata. Umoyo wa mene tuli nao ni wakanta ukangono, but there is an assurance that is eternal life after death. That's why we celebrate Jesus Christ, because when he resurrected, he's alive forever more.
Meanwhile, a Lusaka resident says Easter is a time for people to remember one another and strengthen relationships within communities. He noted that as a Christian nation, Zambia should use the occasion to support the lesser privileged, especially those in orphanages, by sharing food and showing love.
Yeah, so Easter is about remembering everyone, you know, as part of the family. You know, the church is a family thing, and that's how we're celebrating Easter. So we are just building relationships within ourselves. Yeah, Zambia is a Christian nation. We just have to remember our friends. You know, there are a lot of problems in Zambia. You know, there are orphans, there are sick people, there are old age.
Chitambo Town Council has pledged to donate two computers and a Starlink network to the newly operational District Teachers Resources Center to enhance the teaching and learning standards in the district. A team led by Council Secretary Muiche Mudala visited the facility to commend the Education Department for opening the first resource center in the district. Mr. Mudala described the initiative as an excellent move that will improve the welfare and professional development of teachers. He further committed the Council to donate the computers and Starlink network to support the facility's operations.
Was initiated after the council secretary was informed about the opening of the facility, and we as a local authority we value education, so the department was committed to assist. At least we know that there are so many things that need to be done at the facility, and one by one, and as a local authority, we are going to see how we are going to assist.